Gotta go fast!
You're listening to Play for Tempo, Hearthstone in 30 minutes or less with Schwal and Steven Sensei.
Oh, this is gonna be fun!
Hey, I am Schwal. I have Matt with me this time and not Steven Sensei because Steven Sensei is busy. So, Matt, how are you been doing?
I'm been good. How are you doing?
I've been very good. What I said about Dano doing my job when Sheep was on also applies here. If you want an interview with Matt, listen to episode 200 of Squelch.
Yes. This isn't the first time I've been on. Oh, it's the first time I've been on this iteration of the podcast. I was on back when it was Arena Sensei, and I did an episode about Formula One. So,
yes,
whenever we get together, we tend to talk about Formula One, but we're not doing that this week.
I haven't watched anything from this weekend yet.
Oh,
so
no. Watch the sprint race. It's very, very good.
I intend to do that once we are done. In keeping with my what other podcast deal with it system, we're also not going to discuss catch-up packs or team battlegrounds because there's a new season of Twist and Ngoro is in and 40 card decks are out, and that's way more interesting to me. So Matt, what have you been playing in this new format?
This format is probably my favorite version of this version of Twist, where it's like the Wonders format.
Same.
Ngoro just opened up a ton of stuff, and it feels like the meta is wide open. Personally, I've been playing Quest. Like, I started out playing Quest Warrior. Started out with N'Zoth. I actually took out N'Zoth and been running the big dinosaur that kills things that are damaged on this top end lately. It's pretty good. It's not great. Dude Paladin, which is very good. Reno Warlock, which is not good. Crusher Shaman, which is a meme deck, but a lot of fun when it happens. And then a deck that surprised the heck out of me. Jade Elemental Shaman feels like the real deal. Like, you basically play a bunch of elementals, the Jade cards, which half of them are elementals, or one of them's elementals anyway, the 3/3.
Yeah.
And then you play the Alakir Hero and some things that buff your attack, and it's very good. It's very, very good mid-range style deck. I think actually you would like it. So
interesting,
and it tops out with Kalamos. So it's fun. It's a lot of fun. I've been playing that a lot today and having some success. Schwal, how about you? What have you been playing?
I have been playing Miracle Rogue to some success.
Yes,
I entered at number one legend, and held that for a day, and then I got busy and had to like actually do stuff, and so now I'm down to like number seven. But, and still, like, I realized, like, during my climb, I was like, this is going well. I think I might get into top 10, and then entered net number one, and nobody else was legend yet. And I was like, oh. And then, like, four more people got legend, and I was still number one. And I was like, oh.
Yeah.
This was good.
No, yeah.
This was really good.
Yeah. Being the first one in a season is honestly very impressive. I'm congratulations for being the first one to hit legend in Twist this month, because at least on NA, because that's fantastic. Like, literally, here I am at 8x multiplier and just dirtling around. I think I might have hit, I had platinum today, but
I played a little bit in legend, but not that much. I initially copied the number one legend list from EU that had rolled over before us. And I was like, all right, yeah, I'll play that. And it was very good. Once I got to legend, the initial version had a bunch of tech cards, that were fine, but they were tech cards and I wasn't feeling I super needed them.
Yeah.
And then I ran into somebody at Legend who was playing a version that essentially cut all the tech cards and put in the 3-mana 0/7 that gives you spell damage +2 and more damage spells. And I was like, oh, yeah, that seems better. I want to do that.
Oh, yeah.
And so I built that version and played a little bit of it.
Yeah, so it was like Street Trickster, which is the 0/7 demon, right? And then the Razor Petals are one of the cards they buffed. Like the Razor Petal last year, which is a 2/2 that gives you a Razor Petal, and then there's Razor Petal Volley, which gives you 2 1-mana, 2 damage spells, which is honestly ridiculous.
The initial list I was playing had the Lasher, but did not have the Volley.
I ran into a rogue today that ran Barnes, that ran Thorason, and Malagos.
I have seen Thorason.
And Malagos. So
Malagos seems wrong.
no, but also the fact that if you hit all the Razor Petals in your hand with Thorason and you just drop Malagos for 9 mana, you can do all the Razor Petals for free. It seems ridiculous. So
yeah, but you have to spend cards to not die.
But also, I know it seemed to work. I was also playing Crusher Shaman at the time, so a lot of things beat me.
Yeah.
But it's also, 5 mana Kel'Thuzad that I reincarnate also usually wins the game. I didn't get to do that this game.
So
Rogue seems really good, but it's also a different Rogue, and I've also come to the conclusion that I am glad that Caverns Below didn't make it into the format, because that deck would have been disgusting.
Yeah.
So
I should probably note that the Rogue deck is going to be pretty tricky to play.
Yeah.
You have a lot of very good cards, and you need to spend them at exactly the right time. And if you mess that up, you are just going to lose.
Yeah.
And
I've played a little bit of that. That was it's very much a miracle style rogue that the one you posted Monday or a couple days ago.
Yeah.
The Galactus Ooze in it. It's a very, very good deck. And sometimes you just play Edwin as a 4/4 and you're fine.
Yep.
The SI7 seems really good in this in particular meta. Fan of Knives is really good because Paladin is really good as well.
I ended up cutting SI7, but
okay.
Yeah.
My
list right now is 2 Backstab, 2 Prep, Patches, small time Buccaneers, 2 Swashbucklers, Thalnos, 2 Eviscerates, 2 Phantom Knives, 2 Jade Shurikens, 2 Razor Petal Lasher, 2 Razor Petal Volley, Edwin, 2 Street Trickster, 2 Dark Iron Skulker, Sharazin, 2 Sprint, 2 Wildspine.
Can we also say how good Dark Iron Skulker is?
That card was so good right now.
It's really good right now. It's always been good, but it seems super good in this particular meta. Also because Paladin goes wide.
Yeah.
There's a couple other Druid. Actually, there's a Sheep has made a Beast Druid. It does really well against.
Yeah.
So
yeah, the Pally matchup would be so much worse if you did not play 4 board clears.
Yes, agreed. every time when I was playing Paladin, I just felt like playing against Paladin. I was playing Paladin. Whenever I felt like I ran up against a rogue, I just couldn't do anything. Quite honestly, you just put a board out and they have every answer somehow. Even Tarim isn't enough. And Tarim is a card and a half.
Yeah.
So.
The other stuff I've seen online are I have seen a ton of Secret Dude Pally. They play, a bunch of fine Paladin cards and then tons of Sunkeeper Tarim.
There's a weird one out there that I've seen that runs Dino Size at the top end, and I'm like, that doesn't seem right. And then I've played against it. I'm like, okay, this 7, it's, and they buffed Dino Size to be a 7/14. For 7 mana. So that minion becomes really, really difficult to remove. Unless you have,
I have not seen Dino Size, but.
Yeah. But
there is a lot of Pally. I think it's the most popular thing I've seen.
Yeah. Paladin is very strong. And Tarim did a lot of work there. The Secret Paladin, I feel like, honestly, the Secret Paladin for me is the one that feels like the best Paladin deck, the Secret Dude Pally. Because they can play Mysterious Challenger on 5 now, pull all the secrets out, and then the rest of their draws are good.
Yeah.
I mean, typical Secret Paladin, right? Handbath palette from the last meta is still very fine. Like, it's not nearly as good, but it's also still just as good. It's just, it's the only palette not running Tarim.
Yeah.
If
you want to play Paladin and also beat Rogue a good amount of the time, that's the deck to play.
Yeah. Quest N'Zoth War, I found, is better if you take out the quest. You just go straight N'Zoth Warrior and don't go for the hero power. Like, the hero power deck and the N'Zoth deck are two separate decks. And I think the quest deck is not as good as the control N'Zoth Warrior, because you just slip those three bombs in the deck with N'Zoth, right? With the Juggernaut.
Now, if you really want to beat Rogue and don't care about your other matchups, play Pirate Warrior.
Agreed.
Because that matchup is real good for you.
It's pretty good against a lot of things. Like, it just has enough out there to, like, to take care of a lot of, like, even it plays for board really well, too. Like, if you have a board-based deck, it just plays for board, because, like, two mana Fiery War Axe turns out is a really, really good card.
So good,
right? Like, and I just feel bad every time I don't draw it on curve, in my mulligan. Like, that's the mulligan for Warrior, is you just take pitch everything that's not Fiery War Axe.
Pretty much, yeah. Pirate Warrior, I think, is vastly underplayed for how good it is.
Yes, it is very good. Small Time Buck is a heck of a card. N'Zoth's First Mate is a really, really good card still. Like, I've seen it creep into the N'Zoth lists because, one mana 1/1 with the weapon attached is really good. Yep. Token Druid, it's not really Token Druid, it's more like Beast Druid, is another deck. Because you just play a bunch of the beasts, you play the new Rat Sensei that gives you four legally distinct turtle tokens.
Yeah.
You play Knight of the Wild for free, because it's a 0-mana 6/6. It's very good. Yeah. It's a Savage Roar deck. I've been
less impressed with this.
Yeah.
Though this may just be the I am playing board clears thing.
Yeah. It loses to Rogue pretty handily. Because Rogue has a lot of good single. Like, if you're playing Vile Spine in Rogue, you should probably be playing Vile Spine in Rogue.
Yes, absolutely. Vile Spine is very good.
Because you can just remove the big things and fan of Nice the small things.
Yeah.
Pretty good. I haven't seen any Hunter. I'm probably assuming you've seen Hunter.
Yeah, I've seen the same sort of beast Death Rattle Hunter that was in the first season of Wonders.
Okay.
A couple new cards, but
it's not the Undertaker list, right? It's not the one that wants to be the Undertaker list. It's just
The Undertaker list.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've seen that, and I'm surprised how much Undertaker hasn't taken over, hasn't been that good, actually.
That deck is still fine. It's not great, but it's fine. I have also seen a couple of Jade Rogues from last meta, which still seems totally fine.
Yep, Jade Rogue is good. Jade Telegram is a heck of a card. It's still at 4 mana. I'm surprised they didn't make that a combo card, honestly. Because I can just play it on 4 and just pick away whatever's in their hand, and whenever I face a Rogue, even if it's not a Jade Rogue, I sometimes run into them playing Jade Telegram and taking away my N'Zoth or or another large bomb in my hand, which feels bad, but that's the way it is.
I don't need any more. I have Viral Spine Slayer.
True. Go ahead.
Yeah. We should say these Rogues, they're similar to the Myrkul Rogue decks that were, their card draw was Myra's, except that our card draw is Sprint.
Yes.
We're not playing Gadget Zan. Nobody is playing Gadget Zan.
Yeah, like 5-mana Sprint that you can play on turn 3 feels really good.
That card's great.
Yeah, like, I don't think, I'm surprised Sprint is still at 5, but then again, it works in this format. Rogue is probably still the best class overall.
I think so. It's definitely Rogue or Paladin.
Yeah, like I think Rogue has the more variety of decks, because you can do the Malygos thing, you can do Jade thing, you can do just Miracle things.
Yeah.
You can do straight up pirate weapon. You can almost do pirate weapon things. It's not as good. I tried to build like a, Tinker's Rogue at some point.
But
But it's just missing that deck needs old Blade Flurry. That deck needs Blade Flurry that goes face. Otherwise, it just doesn't work.
I would not be surprised if there was a good aggro rogue list with like Shadow Step, Leroy, Cold Blood stuff.
Yeah, the Rogue Toolbox is good.
Toolbox is very good.
It's like been very good and will always be very good. Actually, the biggest surprise at Warlock is Warlock was good the first two seasons of Twist.
Yeah.
40 card handlock last season, and then the disgusting discard list from the previous season. Warlock
But they nerfed Disco, so
they nerfed the Disco stuff. You can't
play 40 cards anymore.
You can't play 40 cards, so like handlock isn't good enough because going down to 10 is just dangerous.
Yeah.
To play the Mountain Giant or the Molten Giants. And then,
especially with Rogue playing more burn.
And maybe we can get to Reno Lock, but like I think the build needs to work. Like I was playing some sort of like Nazoth heavy demon version that wasn't very good. It felt like having Reno really didn't matter. Like having Kazakus is whatever, but there's not enough support there.
Really, yeah, I've not seen a single Reno deck this season.
Yeah, I was able to play 40 card Reno last season, which was wild, and worked really well. This one is just there's honestly not enough card slots for that deck.
Yeah,
so which is nice because I like having 30 cards again. I really do.
I've heard rumors there's a secret like Gunther Mage stuff, but I have not actually seen it.
Yeah, I went looking for a Gunther Mage. If you're looking for Twist decks, your best bet is go to the donkey.top website, go to the streamer decks and filter to Twist.
That makes sense.
Because it doesn't show up on the decks page because there's not enough data. It doesn't show up on the front page because it's Twist. And you can just pull from the list there. I saw one or two. I haven't tried those yet because I've been having so much fun with Elemental Shaman.
Play Ice Walk.
You get to play Ice Walk.
Ice Walk and probably a third Ice Walk, honestly.
but how are you winning the game from there? We don't know yet.
Yeah, that was always the thing with the Gunther Mage is that you'll survive a while, but will you actually generate cards that win you the game? Who knows?
Oh, wait, can we play Medivh? We can probably play Medivh, can't we? And play big.
That was definitely a thing you could do.
Yeah, we could try that. I could try Medivh and play bigger spells or just playing spells and get minions off them, but also burning them seems good and Ice Block seems good. So I might try that out after this.
Yeah, that seems fun.
So, but I got to say that the buffs from Un'Goro, because Un'Goro got a ton of buffs and we're not Un'Goro is such a good set that it like fits right in and is just it opens so many things up. Like Adapt is super fun. The quests are fun. Like I saw a quest druid yet today and I'm like, wait, you only play 4 or 5 mana or 5 attack minions, that's it.
Yeah.
And that still took a while for them to do the quest because I killed them because I was playing rogue. So, try at your own peril, but also, there's a lot of things you can try and a lot of things you can do. And I'm having a lot of fun with this particular, this is probably my favorite version of, like I said, I think I said it earlier. This is my favorite version of this era of Twist.
Yeah. The class balance is finally to a point where it's worse than original Un'Goro's was. We have to say that.
Yeah.
Also, I played against one priest and I killed them before I figured out what kind of priest they were. So that didn't seem great.
Yeah. I mean, I played against a priest who played the 40 card deck or that played the quest, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The quest. And then like they just played the 8/8 because they had nothing else to do. They weren't at risk of like losing all that health, right? They were at like just played the 8/8 for taunt and I killed them anyway. So
yeah,
I don't know. Like,
I'd hope that would be good. If only for Wicked Good's sake.
Well, also like a lot of the stuff that supported that comes in later sets. So
yeah, it wasn't really played that much during Un'Goro. It was like two or three sets later. It would actually. Yeah.
But no, this like I'm very much enjoying. I'm actually playing Hearthstone again. Like last month, I know it was like the Handlock month, but like I couldn't deal with Handlock mirrors so often.
Yeah. So I just didn't. I'm going to try to keep grinding to see how high I can stay.
Stay at one? Or have you fallen down?
Yeah, I'm at like 7 right now. So
oh, still, you're at, it was like, you know, that's still pretty good. Still very good.
Yeah, and I think I have been winning enough that I think I can still be climbing. So I am like, I want to see how well I can do this season. I'm definitely not just camping for the rest of the month.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm having fun. I'm at 8X. I'll try to get up back to, I might try to go for a legend push depending on what catches my fancy.
Yeah. You got plenty of time to make that decision.
I got plenty. Like, and also the new set's coming out, in 2 weeks, a week, 2 weeks? 10 days. 10 days from 10 days from this recording, which is the 4th of November. And I don't know, I'm actually looking forward to playing Twist because a lot of the cards are completely insane in the new set, honestly. And I'd like a lower power level, please. But we'll see.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what. Yeah, there's like I'm probably not going to start playing Standard again, but, you know, who knows?
What, you don't want to play an 8-mana Reno card that really should be 10-mana?
Not really, no.
Yeah, 8-mana, clear the board of everything, including Dormant and Portals, and have a 2-mana hero power that's very good available.
Yeah, that card seems very good.
Yeah, like, well, then again, like, the entire set seems ridiculous. Like, the power level I've seen, like, just from the cards that were revealed at BlizzCon were concerning. How would you like a 2-4-mana Ragnaroses that do the same thing as Big Rag does?
That seems gross.
Yeah, that seems like the thing we're doing. Was it a 4-mana? No, it was a 4-mana 16/16 that starts dormant for 8 turns, but gets.
Oh right.
Yeah, that thing.
But when you excavate it, like it knocks 2 counters off that.
Yeah, it knocks 2 counters off that. Yeah, that's. It's good.
Yes, but you can tell how much I've been playing Magic that I think of those as time counters.
No, I mean, turns. It's suspend, right? That's what it is.
Yeah, it's the same thing as suspend.
Like, I've been playing the Doctor Who decks in Commander. Like, one of the decks revolves around suspend. It's fun.
Yeah.
That's exactly what that is, and it scares me because that's a big minion. It's a big thing coming down super fast. And that you can, and also the card that, you know, the 7-mana card that rigs a brawl, like you play it and it wins a brawl.
Yeah, that I do find that funny, given we had that very old card that always won brawls that nobody ever played.
No, that was in single player adventure that we had that card.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
it was, you could get it off like Bob Savern or whatever.
Mm-hmm. That seems like, I don't know, Warrior got some good stuff. So, actually, all the classes got some good stuff. Like, they gave a charge minion to Rogue. That scares me as well. Well, you know, it starts in your hand as a 3/3, and then, you know, you have to jump through 3 hoops to make a 3/6 charge that you can kill people with. That seems pretty good. I don't know. We'll see. Yeah.
Definitely. Well, thanks for coming on, Matt. It was great having you, as always.
Thanks for having me on. Anytime you need a pinch hitter, I'm available.
Great. Have a good night, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Wow, well played.